Hi, I'm Conrad, and welcome to Flu's Day and Me. And this morning's episode is lots about stuff. And I'm joined by Michael. Hello, Michael. How are you today?
Hi, Conrad. You know I'm going to keep this as an episode start, don't you? You notice he said it's Flu's Daily because he's got man flu. He's got some little cold and he thinks he's dying.
I've got a cold. I've got a virus. And it's been proven that there is such a thing as man flu because men's immune systems aren't as good as women's immune systems, and it's down to testosterone levels.
I
of
see.
Testosterone.
I see. And how did you describe to me a few minutes ago how this man flu was making you feel?
Very, very old.
Very, very old. Now, astute listeners will know that that's because he is.
I'm 560 million C3.
Thank you, Methuselah. It seems ages since I talked to you.
That's because you've been gallivanting.
Yeah, it's true.
Stuff.
It's true. As always, it's my fault.
It's the lot of a high-profile executive.
Business executive.
Yes.
Right. So what are we talking about today?
I don't know. You didn't do the prep, first of all. You didn't give me
well,
my
you
teaching.
Just you just decided, oh, let's go for it. So we got.
I thought you hadn't even pressed record yet.
No. We're running, dear boy. So today we were going to talk about the privateer press announcements from the other day.
The privateer, off the keynote speech.
Off the keynote. Half a keynote.
From TempleCon.
Yes. I saw quite a lot of disgruntled people that it was only half a keynote.
Whoa, yeah. Isn't that the lot of being a gamer? Whoa.
What,
too expensive. Whoa.
Being a misery.
Why isn't it made of plastic? Whoa. These are rubbish. Whoa. Can I have my money back, please?
Yeah, that sounds pretty much right.
Why can't we have them nearer to home? Anyway, now I've got that out of my system. Yes, as is the norm, TempleCon in the lovely Rhode Island. Which is in Providence, isn't it?
No. Rhode Island is the state. Oh. Providence is the...
Apologies to the American listeners. I'm addled. Even more so than normal. Yes. Every year, PP do a keynote speech there, which is usually describing new products that they are going to release or are coming up and coming, new directions as well. And lots of cool stuff usually.
Okay, so did we get cool stuff this year?
I was mainly interested in the Hordes and War Machine stuff. There were other announcements as well, which I believe you have more...
I have been forced to do a little bit of research into privateer press stuff. So why don't you talk us through the Hordes and War Machine stuff, and then we can talk about the other bits as well.
So they announced some new models, as is normal, for War Machine specifically. Now, I had no idea where they were going to go or what they're going to do, because we're in the midst of potentially the tail end of this release. I don't know what their release cycle is going to be for second ed Hordes and War Machine. They may prolong it even longer before they decide to go to a third edition. They may decide that they've still got stuff to do. And with the announcement at TempleCon of a new generation of Colossals, I'm I'm kind of wondering if the next two books that are due for Hordes and War Machine may not be the last two. I don't know. I really don't know where they're going to go with it. But
okay.
So the big news from TempleCon from a War Machine perspective is that they are going to bring out some more Colossals. One for each faction at the moment.
Okay. And they're based on the same
chassis.
Yeah. Chassis, aren't they? Yes. So basically it's an add-on kit to an existing model.
I'm not sure how they're going to produce these. I don't know if these are separates or if you know that information already. But
what is playing in the background?
Oh, can you hear that then?
Yes.
It's the keynote.
You're playing the keynote, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, I am. I might be.
You're playing the keynote to try and get caught up on the stuff that you were supposed to have learned yesterday.
I went to the cinema instead. We went to see The Theory of Everything. And it didn't have everything in it. But anyway, so I don't know what they're going to do from a model perspective. If they're going to use the base of the existing kits and have add-ons to it.
Well, obviously, I'm not an expert on Privateer Press in any shape or form, but from what I read from the various people who I follow on Twitter and things who are into Privateer Press, that's what it certainly seemed to be.
I think looking at the artwork, that looks a very likely thing, because the Colossals that are being released have a lot of similarities from an artwork perspective to the originals that were bought out. So it would not surprise me that these are going to be add-ons, either in metal or whatever material they choose to use to the original kits, or they are added to the original kit as a separate SKU line for the product itself.
Yeah, I mean, there are five Colossals, aren't there? There's the Hurricane, the Helios, the Prime Conflux, the Revelator, and the Victor.
Look at you.
See? Some of us did our research.
Look at you with your research and everything. Yes, there are no new minions. Not minions, mercenaries. Colossal, unfortunately, but certainly one for the five main factions.
So the mercenaries, I mean, are they a faction or not? Or are they like gremlins in Malifaux? Not a real faction.
No, the mercs are a faction. They have a good cross-section of warcasters. They've organically grown, but then they became their own faction with second edition. And they were there in first edition as well. But I think they've bulked out a lot more in second edition. So okay. Yes, there are different flavors of mercenaries. But I am surprised that we haven't got anything for them as well.
Okay,
they're like the poor. The Paul faction.
Okay. So there's a book coming in July sometime, if I remember rightly.
Sounds about right.
And they didn't announce anything for the Horde side of the game this time around, because they're saving all that for SmogCon.
Yes, which was a big surprise. I think it was even a big surprise for Mr. Webb, who's the sort of sole organizer of SmogCon. So yes, it is going to be a recorded keynote speech at SmogCon for the Hordes part of it. And I believe there are going to be some interesting things announced there as well.
Yeah, I mean, the hints were all that they were going to announce equivalent, colossal type things for hordes, weren't it?
Yes.
I mean,
Gargantuans, they're called, sir.
is that what they're called?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know those things. And then they announced a load of other stuff as well.
Indeed, there's a new book coming out. Is that right?
Yeah. Under the level 7 stuff. And then they're doing a game as well. Which doesn't seem to, I mean, it's based on the Iron Kingdom stuff, which and that, if I remember rightly, that's where Hordes of War Machine comes from. The Iron Kingdoms is where all of it's based. Is that
That's
right?
correct, yeah.
So they seem to be doing
A dungeon crawl questy thing type thing
yeah.
called the Undercity, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, I must admit, I saw that. I saw some of the figures or some of the pictures of the figures, and I thought they actually look quite cool. But then I thought, do we really need another dungeon crawling game? Especially another dungeon crawling game set in, what's effectively a fantasy universe.
It has an appeal to me,
Right.
because it, even though I have the IKRPG books, I don't think I'll ever play them. I'd love to be able to play them, but we're back down to time and the investment of time. And this looks like very much like Quest from GW and similar type games. A filler game that you could potentially have in an evening, and if it takes off, I'm guessing there's going to be some sort of campaigny type, progression-y type stuff in it. I don't know. The interest then builds, but the figures look lovely, and they look lovely for from a modelling perspective in terms of using them in your own Hordes and War Machine forces as well. And there's some nice ideas there, like the Gobbo, Jack Marshall and things like that. There's appeal for various types of players out there, I think.
Okay. I did see some complaints that the models are just reskins of existing models.
Yeah, they.
You know, like the Alchemist is got a is an existing model with a different head.
Yep, Milo Bloggs. He looks very much like. Oh, I can't remember his name.
Is it Gorman?
Gorman, yeah. Gorman Dwarf.
Mike shoots, scores.
Yes.
Crowd goes wild.
Yes, they do look very, very similar. They look as though they're rustic or plastic, don't they? Those
Yeah,
figures as well.
they do, but I mean, they're renders, so they, I mean, who knows what material they'll end up being. I must admit, I was expecting a an announcement that things like the Colossals were going to be in hard plastic.
Looking at these figures, they look like rustic to me.
But yeah, I mean, I've seen some complaints about the dungeon crawl that, they've gone looked at Descent and Super Dungeon Explorer or Crossmaster, even Crossmaster Arena, which is coming out very soon, and gone, oh, we should have one of them.
We need to have something in that market space.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
this goes back to a speech I saw Ed make and other PP staffers there back at Gen Con probably 2 years ago, I think, 2 or 3 years ago,
Okay.
when I last went to Gen Con. And there was very much a focus from PP at that time that they are not only about Hordes and War Machine, they are a games development company. So.
Right. Okay. Now that's interesting to me. I mean, because if you say privateer press, then people think Hordes War Machine. Now it was a few years ago that they did a load of other games, didn't they?
What, the Gobber games, you mean? The little.
Well, no, wasn't Monsterpocalypse one of theirs?
Yes, it was, yes, but that's been essentially pulled because of the impending Tim Burton film deal that they were that they've organised. So I think at that point, the whole sort of marketing arm and IP arms of anything that's going to come out from a film perspective, and the legal guys get a hold of things, and they basically say, look, we can't be doing this because it might not fit with the film and the imagery that's going to come out in the film. So Mompok kind of disappeared off the shelves.
Okay. I mean, they have a role-play game as well, don't they?
Yeah, that's the IKRPG, the
I mean, and is that, I mean, does that get, I don't, I mean, because again, I don't follow it massively. So does that get a massive amount of support and things, or is it?
There is, I mean, there's a lot of support that come out from there's product support come out from PP. So, you know, your traditional screens and player sheets and expansion books. There is big support every, in each No Quarter, which is their magazine.
Right, okay.
So, yes, I believe there is good support. Their campaign system that they are bringing out this year will have, although focused on Hordes and War Machine, will have support if you play IKRPG games to help in that Achievement League-type campaign system that they are bringing out. So it's very much, I think it is considered a, you know, well-supported game, because a lot of people had a lot of love for the older IKRPGs because it was based on the old AD&D license.
Right, okay.
And then they decided to pull it, essentially, and develop their own IKRPG system, which is, from what I hear, very much based on the actual Hordes War Machine mechanics in terms of the way it works from a dice rolling and combat mechanic. So why break something when it doesn't need fixing, sort of thing? It seems to be the mentality there, and they've pushed it through to their role-playing game. But yes, I think it's well supported. The Gobber Games keep dropping in a new one every now and then. The level 7 stuff, which is obviously not IKRPG, they keep supporting. And then you have this whole Skull Island arm, which is the imprint, which is pushing out fiction and novellas and books. So,
okay, because I mean, certainly, I mean, I was wondering whether, you know, they tried to expand with things like Monster Apocalypse, and I didn't realize that they'd pulled it because of the movie, but they'd sort of tried to expand beyond Hordes and War Machine, and then whether those things took off or not, you know, I wasn't sure. And they sort of, because it seemed that this year they were very, it's a very safe set of announcements.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's a safe set of announcements. People were sort of half waiting for a new faction or a change in direction, or even, you know, an announcement of a new edition coming along.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, certainly people seem to talk about a new edition, don't they?
Yeah.
But I guess you're not going to get one announced till next year now.
I mean, that's if it happens, because one of the things I'm noticing is that, you know, with their format, with their Iron Gauntlet format, which is at 75 points, and with the development of the Steamroller pack, which is using this ADR system, which I you know, coming from the old fantasy battle background, I'm wondering if this is a form of comp to a certain extent. And I'm sure...
Oh, this I have no idea what this ADR system is. So that sounds like we should talk about that another time.
Probably, yes. I mean, probably...
Because I really have no clue what you're talking about now.
It probably needs a separate program just to talk about the Steamroller format for 2015. But essentially what it is they have...
No. Save it.
Oh, okay.
Save it.
Okay. But...
Save it.
And with the dawn of the new Colossals, I'm wondering if we're going to start going to bigger games.
Oh!
Bigger games, two casters even. they have the opportunity to sort of mix this up a little bit more and get some more life out of second edition, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and that would be very interesting, because if they go up a little bit more in figure count and the GW rumors are true and they come down in figure count, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, will it work, basically?
Yeah, be cool. Anyway, I think that's probably enough. We should say congratulations to Rickard for winning the Iron Gauntlet qualifier.
Correct, from Europe.
Yeah, see?
I've watched the game.
I must admit, I haven't watched the game. I did see, though, at the time it was running, that you tweeted, I'm just off to watch it on Twitch.
Then, for me, that was an interesting experience, because I've obviously watched, not necessarily live stream, but I've watched recorded streams, which have been put up on YouTube or other channels. Watching the commentary live on two separate games that Rickard played in, I was really impressed with the quality of the whole coverage. You know, obviously it's not professional sport, you know, as you'd see on Match of the Day or rugby or cricket or whatever. But I was impressed, and I really quite enjoyed it. You could have it on in the background, or you could watch it and keep follow it closely. It was hard sometimes seeing the tabletop view, what models were what, because of the definition, but that's part of the coverage.
I've got to say, quality. I'm really tempted for this year's Malifaux Nationals.
I was thinking the same thing, because
to try on the top table to put something like that together.
Yeah, I think it would work well, but you need somebody, you need people dedicated there, and you need people who know.
You need knowledgeable commentators.
Exactly right. Yeah, yeah.
But it is something. It's something I've been thinking about. Anyway, we should go.
Yes. All right, then.
So
I've been Conrad, and that has been Flues Dabney.
And I was Mike, and I was just happy to be along for the ride.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter. We're at Fools_Daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.